हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे।
चरम विष्णु प्रभात परमंस परिवाचार्य स्टोतस्त कृष्ण कृपामूर्ते वैचनमन भक्तिदानंद स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की राजगण श्रीमद् भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा। ओम अज्ञानम तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानाम जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितेन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदामयं ददाति स्वप्नदान्तिकं वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभक्षकृपासिन्धुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवे नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौरभक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, Text 53. Nahi kaschit kashnam api jato tishtaya akarm krit karyateha avashyakarma गुणे स्वभाविकर्बलता नहि कश्चित् कश्नमपि जतो तिष्ठय अकर्मकृत् करयाते हे अवश्य कर्मा गुणे स्वाभिकर्बलत्। नहि कश्चित् क्षणम् अपि जतो तिष्ठत्य कर्मकृत् कर्यते हे अवश्य कर्म गुणे स्वाभाविकर्बलत्। नहि कश्चित् क्षणम् अपि जतो तिष्ठत्य कर्मकृत् कर्यते हे अवश्य कर्म गुणे सर्व विकार बलात्। नहि कश्चित् क्षणम् अपि जतो तिष्ठय अकर्म कृत् कर्यते हे अवश्य कर्म गुणे स्वाभाविकार बलत्। Not he indeed kaschit anyone api even for a moment jatu at any time tishtati remains akarmakrit without doing anything karyate he is caused to perform He, indeed, avashyaha, automatically, karma, fruitive activities, gunai, by the three modes of nature, Swabhavikaha, which are produced by his own tendencies in previous lives. Balat, by force. Translation and purport by his divine grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Not a single living entity can remain unengaged even for a moment. One must act by his natural tendency according to three modes of material nature, because this natural tendency forcibly makes him work in a particular way. Purport. The svabhavika, or one's natural tendency, is the most important factor in action. One's natural tendency is to serve, because the living entity is an eternal servant of God. The living entity wants to serve, but because of his forgetfulness of his relationship with the Supreme Lord, he serves under the modes of material nature and manufactures various modes of services such as socialism, humanitarianism, and altruism. However, one should be enlightened in the tenets of Bhagavad Gita and accept the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that one give up all natural tendencies for material service under different names and take the service of the Lord. One's original natural tendency is to act in Krishna consciousness, because one's real nature is spiritual. The duty of human being is to understand that since he is essentially spirit, he must abide by the spiritual tendency and not to be carried away by material tendencies. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, therefore, Miche Maya Kvase Yachha Bise Kacha Habu 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 Dubu Bai. My dear brothers, you are being carried away by the waves of material energy and are suffering in many miserable conditions. Sometimes you are drowning in the waves of material nature, and sometimes you are tossed like a swimmer struggling in the ocean. As confirmed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this tendency to be battered by the waves of Maya can be changed to one's original natural tendency, which is spiritual. When the living entity comes to understand that he is eternally Krishna Das, a servant of God, Krishna, Jiva Krishna Das, A Vishavasa, Karle Ta Ara Dukhahu Nai. If instead of serving Maya under different names, one turns his service attitude toward the Supreme Lord, he is then safe and there is no more difficulty. If one returns to his original natural tendency in human form of life, by understanding the perfect knowledge given by Krishna himself in Vedic literature, one's life is successful. We'll read text 54 and 55 also. Labdva nimittam avyaktam. Vyakta vyaktam bhavata uta. Yathayani yatha bijam. Svabhave na baliyasa. Translation. The fruity activities a living being performs, whether pious or impious, are thus unseen cause for the fulfillment of his desires. This unseen cause is the root for the living entity's different bodies. Because of his intense desire, the living entity takes birth in a particular family and receives a body which is either like of his mother or like that of his father. The gross and subtle bodies are created according to his desires. Purport. The gross body is a product of the subtle body. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.6, Yam Yam Vapi Smaran Bhavan Taj Ante Kalevaram Tam Taivaiti Kaunteya Sada Tad Bhava Bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quit his body, that state he will attain without fail. The atmosphere of the subtle body at the time of death is created by the activities of the gross body. Thus, the gross body acts during one's lifetime and subtle body acts at the time of death. The subtle body, which is called linga, the body of desire, is the background for the development of a particular type of gross body, which is either like that of one's mother or like that of one's father. According to Rig Veda, if at the time of sex the secretion of the mother are more profuse than that of father, the child will receive a female body. And if the secretion of the father are more profuse than those of the mother, the child will receive a male body. These are the subtle laws of nature, which act according to the desires of the living entity. If a human being is taught to change his subtle body by developing a consciousness of Krishna, at the time of death, the subtle body will create a gross body in which he will be a devotee of Krishna. Or if he is still more perfect, he will not take another material body, but will immediately get a spiritual body and thus return home back to Godhead. This is the process of transmigration of the soul. Therefore, instead of trying to unite human society through pacts for sense gratification that can never be achieved, it is clearly desirable to teach people how to become Krishna conscious and return home back to Godhead. This is true now and indeed at any time. Text 55. Esha prakriti sangena purushasya viparyaha asitasa eva na chirad isa sangat viliyate. Translation: since the living entity is associated with material nature, he is in an awkward position. But if in human form of life he is taught how to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotee, this position can be overcome. Purport: the word Prakriti means material nature, and Purusha may also refer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one wants to continue his association with Prakriti, the female energy of Krishna, and be separated from Krishna by the illusion that he is able to enjoy Prakriti, he must continue in his conditional life. If he changes his consciousness, however, and associate with the Supreme Original Person, Purusham Sashvatam, or with his associates, he can get out of the entanglement of material nature. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yaveti Tatvata. One must simply understand the Supreme Person Krishna in terms of his form, name, activities and pastimes. This will keep one always in the association of Krishna. Tektva Deham Punarjanma Naiti Mameti So Arjuna. Thus, after giving up his gross material body, one accepts not another gross body, but a spiritual body in which to return home back to Godhead. Thus, one ends the tribulation caused by his association with the material energy. In summary, the living entity is eternal servant of God, but he comes to the material world and is bound by the material condition because of his desire to lord it over the matter. Liberation means giving up this false consciousness and reviving one's original service to the Lord. This return to one's original life is called mukti. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Muktir Hitva Yatharupam Swarupena Vivastita. So, what we are seeing in these three verses is that the basic principle of this material existence is sexual attraction between the male and female. Pumshan Stri Mithuni Bhavan Etan Tayor Mithuridaya Krantim Ahu. Atho grahakshete sutapta vittir janasya moha ayam aham mameti. The sexual attraction between male and female causes a misconception and they tie the knot of the heart between male and female. And this knot is so hard that it increases the illusion more and more of I and mine. The person begins to think that this is my family, this is my property, this is my wife, this is my child, and I am the protector of this. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Prakrate Kriyamanani Gune Karmani Sarvasha Ahankara Vibhunatma Kartaham Iti Manyate. That bewildered soul, the soul under the influence of false ego, consider himself to be the doer, but actually he is not doing anything. The actual doer is Krishna. It means the energy of Krishna. The three modes of material nature are being conducted, and he is doing under that modes of nature. So there is a vast difference between the person acting under Krishna consciousness and the person acting on the material consciousness. What is the difference? The person who is acting in the material consciousness, he is under the influence of false ego. He thinks that he is a maintainer, he is a protector, or he is a controller. And but he himself is bound by the laws of nature. He is not independent of the laws of nature. Deha apatya kalatra adishu atma saineshu atsatsu api tesam pramatna nidhinam pashyam api na pashyati. It means that person who is devoid of atma tattva, who doesn't have any knowledge of soul, he doesn't try to inquire about the problems of the life, that what is the real problems of the life. He is so much attached to the fallible soldiers like wife, children, relatives and friends. He is seeing, he is sufficiently experienced. He is seeing his inevitable destruction, but still he is avoiding that thing. So, what happens that when the material world, when a man plans something, he plans, make elaborate plans for the success, and his plan fails, eventually he gets frustrated and he becomes inimical toward God. He believes that Krishna or God is responsible for all the things which is happening to him. But actually God is not responsible at all. We know last week Jai Jagannath Prabhu was sharing one thing, that Krishna is busy in playing in Golok Vrindavana with his friend, playing hide and seek and leapfrog. So Krishna has nothing to do with all the distresses which is happening in this material world. It is because of their own nature. They are working under the modes of nature, and that is why they are suffering and enjoying the fruits of results. This statement seems to be quite bewildering, that why Krishna has not nothing to do with distress and happiness. But it is fact that Krishna has nothing to do with this distress and happiness. Because Krishna is above the modes of nature. He is on the very pure platform, Shuddha Tattva platform. So Krishna is like a supreme father. Let's say if the father is instructing his sons that, okay, dear, my dear son, do this, do that. If the obedient son who is following the instruction carefully, he will be happy. But if the son who is not following the instruction, who is disobedient, will definitely suffer. So Krishna is giving the instruction through the Vedic Vedas like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. If one sincerely follows those instructions, he will be happy. But if he doesn't follow the instruction, he will suffer. Ajnanascha ashraddhanascha asamshayatma vinishyati. That who does not understand, who is doubtful, who doesn't have faith in the scripture, is prone to suffer. Because he is suffering, Krishna is also suffering. Because Krishna is not happy to see living beings suffering. So, according to Isho Upanishad, Isho Upanishad is guiding us to work on the akarmic platform. So what is that akarmic platform? Working everything in the relationship to Krishna. Seeing nothing without Krishna. And why the suffering is happening in this material world? Because everyone is trying to work in the karmic and vikarmic platform. Karmic means trying to build his own bondage, own material bondage. I was reading CC before 2 days, and there was a conversation between Narad Muni and the hunter Mugrari. So there was a hunter called Mugrari, and his basic profession was hunting the animal and keeping them half alive and half dead. So Narad Muni once seen all this thing and he was totally shocked. So he told that hunter that, why you are doing this thing? Then hunter told that, it's my maintenance, it's my daily life. And I am providing, this is a source of income and maintenance for my family. So Narad Muni told that, no, it is not your source of maintenance, it is not a source of income. Your source of maintenance and source of income is a different, it's a God. So he tried to understand what Narad Muni was speaking. So when Narad Muni asked him to give up his profession, to break down his bow, he was totally afraid. He asked Narad Muni that, if I give up this profession, how will I maintain my family? So Narad Muni took a charge of the spiritual master. This is the role of spiritual master. He told that, I will provide you everything. That doesn't mean that spiritual master provided him the money, but spiritual master has a strong faith on Krishna, that Krishna is a maintainer and Krishna is a protector, and Krishna will maintain. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport over there that our so-called source of income is not our source of maintenance. We feel that our source of income is our source of maintenance. But actually it's not. It's a Krishna. Eko bahunam yo vidati kaman. Krishna is a supreme being. He is maintaining everyone, insignificant ant to Indra. Everyone is being maintained by Krishna. Even Lord Brahma is being maintained by Krishna. So, our source of income appears to be our source of maintenance. But actually it is not. Let's say if we wish to become a hunter, then that will, our profession and whatever income is coming by hunting, it seems to be like it is our source of maintenance. Let's say if we want to become a brahmana, we depend completely on Krishna, work for no one in the society, then Krishna will maintain us. It's not that Krishna will not maintain us because we are not earning. So our earning doesn't depend, our maintenance doesn't depend on our earning. It's a false conception of the society. So Narad Muni was the agent, was a true agent of Krishna. He was a bona fide representative of Krishna. So he was knowing this fact that hunter was worrying about his maintenance was totally a wrong conception, and therefore he was not having any doubt that if he gave up his profession as a hunting, the Krishna will not maintain him. Krishna will definitely maintain him. So similar thing we are saying in this material world, that people are taking the profession of, let's say, doctor or scientist or engineers, and they feel that because I am earning, I am working, that's how I am maintaining my family. But no, he's working very hard, day and night, on the principle of karmanyevaadhikaraste. That means, I have got right to do my prescribed duties, but they are forgetting the next lines, that ma phaleshu kadachina, ma karma phala hetubhu, ma te svango astakarmani. Means, you are not, don't be attached to the result of the action. You are not, even you are not the cause of the result of your action. You are not doing anything, you are not even the cause of the result of your action. And at the same time, Krishna is telling in the last line that never get attached for not doing your duties. Sometimes people say, if I am not a cause of the result, why should I work? But no, you should work, but you should not be attached to the result or never get attached for not doing any work. Just do unattached, a karmic platform. So, Nidriya Haryate Naktam Vyavayane Cha Vavaya Divacha Artha Iharajam Kutumbhurena. This the meaning of this verse is that these people, the worldly people, they try to spend the night either in the sleeping or in the sex life. And in the daytime, they work really very hard for the economic development or maintaining the family. But they really don't have any knowledge that Krishna is the ultimate protector, Krishna is the ultimate maintainer, and Krishna is the ultimate sustainer of everyone. And therefore, Rishabhdev is telling to his son that Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma, the person who are engaged in this material living, they are engaged in so much of sinful activity that they do not know that they receive this body because of this previous past misdeeds. They don't have to receive this body, but they have been awarded this body because they want to enjoy, they want to sense gratify. And therefore he is telling that it is not wise for the intelligent person to involve in such kind of happiness by which he get other body and perpetually rotate in the cycle of birth and death. So what requires over here is a guidance from the higher authority. The guidance from the authority who have seen the truth. It required the mercy, a kripa of sadhu. Because the sadhu, the devotee, a true devotee, by his true vision, only by his true vision, can impart the compassion and knowledge in the heart of devotees, in the heart of a person. It's very, very heavy statement. Just by seeing you, he impart the knowledge and compassion. Yasya deve para bhakti, yatha deve tatha guru. So, what hunter had done? He fully surrendered to Narad Muni. He submissively asked him, what should I do next? And he was ready to follow the instruction. So that should be our position. If we don't know what to do or we are confused, then we should consult our authorities that I have forgot my duty, I forgot my all sense of responsibility, please guide me. And then we have to follow that instructions. So same principle applies in this age also. What we required is that sufficient faith in process and sufficient satisfaction. We are not satisfied. The whole reason behind all this thing, we are not satisfied. If we think analytically, what we require is 3 pieces of bread in the morning and 3 pieces of bread in evening. If it maybe let's say 5 pieces for some people. But if we try to eat more, we suffer from indigestion. Then why we are earning so much? We require 6 feet of land to sleep. 6 feet. We don't require a queen size bed. People are sleeping in a queen size bed, but are they getting enough sleep? They are taking pills in the night, but still they are not sleeping. So what is the use of all this thing? We have to think very analytically that what require to maintain our body and soul together, is that what we require? And use the rest of the time in a positive way to build our relationship with Krishna, which has been lost for time immemorial. So what happened one day, Narad Muni, after giving the instruction to that hunter, he left away. After a few months, he again come back to visit his disciple. And when he came back, his disciple was walking in a rambling way, and he was not offering the obeisances. And the reason he was not offering the obeisances, because he was seeing the ants crawling down. So he whisked this ant with the cloth, and then he offered the obeisances. So this is the situation when person come in contact with a real devotee. There is a sudden change in the mind and actions. In this modern world, what this scientist and education system is doing is that they are training the people that everything should be analyzed and everything should be, you know, speculate practically. There should not be any hypothesis which beyond the, means they cannot see anything beyond the sense perception. They cannot see what is going beyond this wall. So they are trying to analyze everything, and they are trying to speculate the Krishna also. And beyond the sense perception, they cannot understand the things, so they are trying to deny the existence of Krishna, they are trying to disprove the existence of God. But this mathematics doesn't work in the case of devotion. Bhakti is on the Shuddha Tattva platform. Athapi te deva padam bhuja davya prasada lesh anugrat evahi, means that a person who is favored only by the slightest tress of mercy of the Krishna's lotus feet, he can able to understand Krishna. But even if the person is trying to understand Krishna by reading the Vedic literature, by the mental speculation, through many, many years, we are not able to understand Krishna. So, anyone can become a scientist in this devotion service. What really required is faith and causeless mercy. And how that causeless mercy comes? Causeless mercy come by serving the devotees, practically serving. Mahat sevan dwaram ahur vimukta. That by serving, the path of liberation get opened. And second thing is by practically getting the dust of the lotus feet. It's a practical thing. We have to work on that. In India, there is a theory called Charbagh theory, that even if you don't have money, beg, borrow and steal, get the ghee and eat in the ghee. Similarly, we have to be such greedy. We have to beg, borrow or steal the dust of the devotees. Unless we have that inclination to get the mercy of the dust of the lotus feet, it is a practical thing. We don't have to think that, okay, I'm putting these shoes on my head. No, you don't have to think. You have to just put it. It will work. It will work. The thing is that we don't apply this thing in our life. We think, we speculate, really, the shoes will work? How it will work? The dust will penetrate in your head and your stupid brain will reform because of the mercy of devotee. So, what is the person who is actually in the Krishna consciousness? He ducktail everything in the relationship with Krishna. He ducktail everything. Our natural tendency is to serve someone. If we don't serve God, Prabhupada say we serve dog. We even pick up the stool and we are not ashamed of that. We serve dogs. So, serving Krishna is on the Shuddha Tattva platform. But because we have forgot our relationship with Krishna, we are trying to satisfy our own senses, either immediate way or an extended way, in the name of altruism, socialism, communism. Isha Upanishad says that there is no harm in serving these isms in the name of family, community, humanity. But everything should be God's center. There should be Isa Vashya principle, that everything is related to Krishna. There is one line in Isha Upanishad: all form of incompleteness is experienced due to incomplete realization of the complete whole. So this human form of life is obtained after 8,400,000 species of evolutionary cycle. Now we have to think whether you want to use this life to revive our consciousness, to build our relationship with Krishna, or to die once again and again repeatedly go back into the cycle of birth and death. It is said that the person who is Brahmin, he actually uses intelligence to find the solution of birth, death, old age and disease, and doesn't want to die like a cats and dogs. So it is a duty of everyone to understand why kei ami kene ami jare tape tara, that who am I? Everyone should ask the question every day, that why I have been forced to suffer these threefold miseries. If we don't ask this question, we will never be benefited. It's just like passing one day more in your life. Even if you don't have this conception that why I am suffering, why I am being suffering by the weather, why I am suffering by the other people, why I am suffering by the insects, worms, why I am suffering by the fever. If you are not asking this question, then the tattva platform, jiva tattva, there is no any conception of the truth of jiva. And we cannot understand the atma tattva also then. So we have to understand first who we are, why we have taken the birth, what we are doing over here, what we should do. And if we are not knowing this thing, then it is our own mistake. We have to adjust, we have to reform ourselves. Prahlad Maharaj says that Nate vidu swartha gatim hivishnu, that these people doesn't know the self-interest. They are chewing what has been already been chewed. They are leading by the blind man. It's something like the in material world, the blind man is leading the other blind man. How can you lead by the blind man? You have to have a person who can lead you. His eyes should be open, like everyone is sleeping in the class. Eyes should not be closed. Eyes should be open. Unless your eyes are open, you cannot hear. Unless you hear, you cannot guide anyone. So if you want to preach, you have to keep your eyes open. You have to hear submissively. Otherwise, nonsense. Just sitting in the class, spending one day more. Okay. Everyone should revive. Try to revive his dormant Krishna consciousness. Everyone should try to revive. Because if the relationship is not built, then the conception of the truth is not clear and we'll not able to preach this message. And Prabhupada wants that everyone should preach this message. So unless we are not clear, we are drawing something in the class instead of listening, then we cannot preach the message. Krishna says that yam yam vapi smaran bhavan tejam ante kaleram, that whatever state one remember at the time of death, he will get the next body according to his desire. So what requires to change is that of a subtle consciousness. And what is a subtle consciousness? That we are not this body, we are the eternal servant of Krishna. This doesn't come immediately, right Prabhu? Vishaya vinaya vartente nirahasya dehina rasa varjam rasopyasya param dishtra nivartate. Even the soul try to restrain his senses, the taste of the sense object remains. But ceasing such engagement, by engaging in the higher services, we get a higher taste. And what is that higher taste? Engaging fully in the service of Krishna and spiritual master 24 hours without having the independent existence. 24 hours, how to engage yourself in the service of Guru and Krishna with your body, with your mind and with your words. And if you don't know, if you're missing some time, if you're from 24 hours, you're having 1 hour extra, then you can consult the devotees. Prabhu, I have 1 hour extra, what should I do? They will give you service. So our daily meditation should be how to depend more and more on Krishna, how to feel more and more helpless without the mercy of Krishna. In this way, Jai Jagannath Prabhu was sharing yesterday that covering of this material covering is very thick. It's very thick covering. Unless we don't depend on the mercy of Guru or Krishna, we have to pray, intensely pray, that I'm not getting anything. What should I do? Intensely pray. And if you pray, the mercy will come. And the internal energy will ingress, will infuse, and the covering will become thin. Prabhupada said that we have to only follow the procedure. Just follow the procedure. He made this process very, very, very simple. Just follow the procedure. Waking up early in the morning, that's the most important thing. Following four regulatory principles, you know, all four acts. And studying Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting attentively. Even if you're not chanting attentively, we're trying to chant attentively. That's a basic thing. If we do this thing, Prabhupada guaranteed that person will go back to God at this time, this age, this present time. But we are not following this thing. That's why we are lacking this thing. Even if we are not completing the procedure in this life, Prabhupada has given assurance that even if you are not completing the this procedure. What happened to yoga brashtas? Those who cannot complete the procedure, they will be given a next life in a Suchi or Srimad family. Suchi means Brahman family, Srimad with Vaishya family, Vaishya. Very rich family, aristocratic family. And you can complete the procedure in the next life also. Tektva sadharmam charanam bhujam harin, bhujanam apvako tapate tato yadi, yatra kabhadram abhut amusyakim, ko varta apato bhajata sadharmata. Means that if person give up his all material occupation and simply engage in Krishna consciousness, but he fall down, sometimes he fall down because of not doing the devotion service properly, there is no loss for him. There is no loss for that person because he will be giving, because he has done the service, that will come in the next life. But what is a gain if person perform all the material duties? Let's say in the material world, the people are doing so much of hard work. They are having the BMW or Mercedes Benz, they are working like anything, but they are not having any conception of God. What is the use of that life? So, if we do not follow the procedure, Prabhupada said that Yamduta will definitely come and they will carry us to the hellish planet according to our karmas. So, what is the best welfare activity? Best welfare activity is to teach everyone about this message and tell everyone how to get out of the clutches of material energy. Prabhupada wants it. Prabhupada was desiring that he should start the Vedic institution in Mayapur. And he has given this institution in the form of temple. And this temple are not like the Hindu temple or Christian church, where the conception of atonement is not clear. There is a clear conception over here that how to atone. Atonement is a real awakening of the dormant Krishna consciousness. That's the atonement and working on that platform. But in the Christian church and in the Hindu temples, what the atonement is like, manye kaunjara shauchat, bathing of the elephant. Elephant bathed in the river, comes out and again put the dust on his body. So this is a conception. But here Prabhupada is given a clear conception. We have to just follow it. In ISKCON, everything is scientific. Everything is scientific. The science of devotion and bhakti has been taught over here. Anyone who is interested to understand this transcendental science is given all the facilities for research in the term of preaching program, discussion, prasad distribution, mantra meditation, book distribution. In fact, book distribution and prasad distribution are considered as medicines. Everyone is trained over here to be an expert doctor and give this medicine to the people. Krishna also said that nacha tasmad manusheshu kashchin me priya kritama, that whoever spread this message is very dear to me, and nor ever in the future will anyone be more dear than that person. He also gives the guarantee that person who preaches this message will come back to Godhead. Ya idam paramam guhyam guhya mad bhaktesu abhidasati, then bhakti mai param kritvam then mam eva sati asamshaya, that whoever will preach this message will definitely get my devotion and he will come back to Godhead in this life. So who can understand this science? Let's say we go in the street and we try to give the science to the people, or sometimes the people come in the temple, we try to give the science. The people who are non-envious, they can only understand. So now it's our responsibility to make the people understand this science, to remove the feeling of enmity among the people and spread the true message of compassion and mercy surrounded toward Krishna, God. Prabhupada said that preaching is an art and everyone should be expert in preaching. We are not over there, or we are not over here to irritate the people. We are over here to give them Krishna consciousness. We cannot force anyone. Even Krishna doesn't force Arjuna. Krishna told that iti te jnanam akhyatam yatha ichhasi tatha kuru, iti te jnanam akhyatam guhyat guhyat taram maya, vimrasha etat ase shena yatha ichhasi tatha kuru. I have given this knowledge which is the most confidential of all confidential knowledge. Okay, now you try to understand this knowledge and try to contemplate this by your own way and try to follow this by your own way. And yatha ichhasi tatha kuru, do whatever you like, you wish. There is an analogy that we can bring the horse to the river but cannot force him to drink the water. That means we can try to give the facilities to the people who really wants to understand the Krishna consciousness, but we cannot force them for anything. It is depend on the person who wants what he wants in the life. I heard in one of the lecture, my Guru Maharaj was asking a question to Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur. That Prabhupada is, everyone wants take Krishna consciousness. If everyone will take Krishna consciousness, everyone will go back to Godhead. So Prabhupada told that no, everyone will not go back to Godhead for sure. Because if one strictly follows and adheres to the instruction given by Guru and Shastra, then only he will go back to Godhead. That was a line given by Srila Prabhupada. So, what is the conclusion? That we are trying to satisfy our senses from so many lifetimes. So many lifetimes we are trying to satisfy our senses. We do not know, but we are trying. But still we are not satisfied. Still we are more, and it's just like adding a fuel to the fire. More we add the fuel to the fire, the more fire will go. It means more and more trying to satisfy the senses. We are increasing our desire to serve the senses more and more. There is a verse that Kamadinam Katina Katida Palita Durni Desam Tesa Jatamai Na Trikaruna Na Tripa Nopashanti Utsar Jaitan Asa Atha Yadupate Sampraptam Jnana Labdva. What is the next? Tayam Ayat Sharanam Abhayam Mama Niyukswa Atma Dasye. The meaning of this verse is that I am trying to set some, how many times and how many lives I am trying to serve my senses and lusty desires, but still I am not satisfied. Okay, I am not even desiring to give them up. I am not at all ashamed to serve them. Now I am, but somehow my intelligence has been grown and I am disobeying this order of my lusty desires. I am surrendering to you, Krishna. I am coming toward you. Give me protection. Give me shelter. Abhayam mam. Give me fearlessness. Then what is that? Atma dasye. Please engage me in your services and save me. This is a verse. Beautiful verse. So everyone should understand the emergency in the situation. That situation is very emergent. Everyone should understand that moment destroyed will never come back. The moment wasted will never come back. Death is approaching very soon. One should work really seriously and sincerely toward Krishna consciousness. That's a message. Because if you are wasting a single moment in the name of your job or family or friends or relatives, they will never come back to save you. They will never save you. You, ultimately, you have to go back. You have to decide your future. You came alone. When you came, you don't have any clothes. You are crying. When you go, everyone will cry for you. You will never do anything good for the people. So if you really want to do good for the people, if you really want to do good for your friends and relatives, take this process seriously. Believe me. If you are taking this process seriously, Prahlad Maharaj says, Narsingh Dev said to Prahlad Maharaj, that if you take this process seriously, your generations will also be benefited. So we are worried most of the time. Most of the Indian family, they are worried. If I join this movement, how can I serve my family? How can I maintain my family? The best thing you can do to serve your family is join this movement seriously and try to give this process them. If they will take this process, even if they don't take this process, they will be benefited because you have been a pure bhakta. You have tried to serve Krishna sincerely. Krishna is right standing in front of us. He's ready to give everything to us. He's ready to give everything to us. But thing is that we have to approach a little bit toward there. And Krishna will definitely help us. It's a fact. Even in the material world, if you try to do your job sincerely, your boss will be pleased and he'll give you promotion. So what do we speak about the spiritual thing? If you work sincerely toward Krishna, will he not give you promotion? Definitely will give you promotion. It will give you desired result, but should have a firm faith in the process. What is Neha Brikamanasosti Pratavayana Vidyate Swa Alpam Api Asya Dharma Satrayate Mahato Bhayat. The meaning of this verse is, there is no loss or diminution in this process. Even a little advancement in this process can save you from the most dangerous type of fear. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Thank you, Guru. Hari. You're making the point that Krishna is aloof. He's in the spiritual world. He's not so concerned with the happiness or suffering of living entities. You also mentioned that he is very concerned for their suffering and that he's providing for everything, even the elephants and birds.
Yeah.
So how do we reconcile these, that he's away, but he's also very...
Yeah.
He's providing for all living entities.
Yeah. It is given in Ishopanishad that Krishna, his eternal Swarupa, is a coward boy in Golok Vrindavan. And his only business is to dance, enjoy, love and laugh. It has nothing to do with this thing. But what acting in this different planets and different universe and different system, this is energies and expansion. He expands himself. Nityo nityanam chetnas chetnanam. He expands himself into different forms. And that expansion of Krishna is working. So, like let's say Vasudev, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and then say there are different expansion. And that, they are maintaining different planetary system, and they are maintaining the living entities, like Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Shirdakshaya Vishnu. And they enter the heart of that Paramatma, and there, the Paramatma, super soul, I think Garbhodakshaya Vishnu enter in the heart of different people, right? Shirdakshaya Vishnu enter. And so Shirdakshaya Vishnu, he as a Paramatma, he is suffering. Samana Vriksho, there's a verse, I forgot that verse, that two birds are there in the heart. One bird is enjoying and one bird is just looking at the result, just looking at the activities of that bird, and he's giving the result. So second bird is Paramatma, Shirdakshaya Vishnu. So expansion of Krishna. So he is suffering because of this thing, and he is providing. So whatever intelligence we want is provided by Paramatma, the super soul. But Krishna is aloof from everything. He's just enjoying his life in Vrindavan. And if you want to enjoy with Krishna, you have to work hard to go back over there. Suffering means, let's say if a father tells a son that, son, do this, do that. The son is not obeying the orders and do what he wants. Then, definitely, father will not stop him, but he will not be happy, right? He will suffer that my son is suffering. He wants that my son should come back. He wants that my son should enjoy the unlimited property I have. But instead the son is saying, no, I want to go to prostitute and I want to enjoy over there. So father will say, okay, go to prostitute. Feel enjoyment over there. But I'm trying to give something good. A good wife, a good family, good property. It's a mundane example. Good property, and you can enjoy your life over here very systematically. But the person doesn't understand this thing and try to behave in an abominable way, transgressing the laws of father, he will suffer, and eventually father being too much attached to the son, he will also suffer. Makes sense? Any question? Srila Prabhupada ki.
So we'll be having a monthly Sankirtan festival today. We'll be leaving from the temple lobby at 10:15. Everyone please be there by 10:15. We'll take the train downtown for some Harinam book distribution. Haribo.